from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, we are a country in mourning. That's what President Trump said this morning from the White House press room regarding the American Airlines plane crash with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. There are no survivors. Trump, though, politicized the crash, making baseless claims that air travel safety standards were lowered during previous administrations, claiming that Presidents Obama and Biden put DEI policies before safety policies.
My administration will set the highest possible bar for aviation safety. We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says his department is actively investigating the crash. President Trump's approval rating, meanwhile, at the beginning of his second term, is one of the lowest in decades, beating only his first term. A new Gallup poll shows that 47% support Trump so far. That's just above 45%, who said the same at the beginning of his first term. That rating places him below all other presidents elected since 1953. He is the only one with an approval rating below 50%. Former Presidents Biden and Bush Jr. both received a 57% approval rating at this point in their terms. And it's a sight to see in Cape May County as parts of the Delaware Bay are now iced up.
This is actually dissipating somewhat. It was frozen further out. None of the boats could get out.
Observers say large chunks of ice have been washing up along the shore. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And what's the deal with the weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
What's better than...
It's 11:03. Here's New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Some progress now in Somerset County and Warren Township. Old Smalley Town Road is open between Stiles Road and Valley View Road. The construction was cleared out of the way. Union County, 124 in Springfield, closed with a broken water main eastbound between Main Street and Victory Road. And in Middlesex County in North Brunswick, northbound Livingston Avenue still has the right lane closed between Herman and Lawrence, this because of a water main break. Delaware Memorial Bridge has some work leaving New Jersey, not much of a delay any longer. We do have work on 280 West past the Stickle Bridge in Newark. Outer Bridge Crossing, right lane repairs leaving New Jersey. Delays are minor. We had a brief report of an accident on the ramp to the Gothels Bridge leaving New Jersey, but it looks like that's been pushed out of the way. Across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, it looks like some work at the George Washington Bridge now. We see delays building. They may be closing the lower level. The Lincoln is good. The Holland's going to be losing a lane. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118, New Jersey, 101.5.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
Presenting a
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather becoming cloudy for the overnight with rain arriving towards daybreak. Watch out for pockets of freezing rain in the northwest hills. Lows from 30 to 35 degrees. Rain drizzle likely then for the rest of the Friday forecast. Milder. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain ends early Friday night. Cloudy. Lows in the mid 30s. Saturday, dry, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. And more clouds around for Sunday. Perhaps a rain or snow shower later in the day. Highs in the mid to upper 30s by the afternoon. A meteorologist, Matt Benz.
Piscataway, 31 degrees. Point Pleasant, 35. And Camden, 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.